Écricom 2006, épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 3. In search of identity, government decides Englishness needs icons. What do Alice in Wonderland, the FA Cup, the portrait of Henry VIII by Holbein, and Routemaster buses have in common? According to a government-funded project, they are among a dozen icons which help define English identity. The Icons Online project will be started today by the Culture Minister, David Lammy. It will focus on England rather than Britain, because officials think that the English have lost out in recent years to Northern Ireland, Wales and Scotland in terms of their national identity. Mr. Lammy will say his favourite symbol of England is the red telephone box, even though the kiosk has not made it into the initial top 12 as chosen by leading figures in the arts, publishing and academia. However, the list is unlikely to remain unchanged for long, as the aim of the Icons Online, a two-year project costing £1 million, is to encourage the public onto a dedicated website to cast their own votes. The table will be updated every 3 months, and each item to make it into the top 10 on the list, which is expected to grow to around 150 items, will officially become a national icon. Votes will only be considered valid as long as the icon or artifact is to be found in England and as long as it is not a human being. Real people are excluded because the organisers felt it might turn into a beauty parade. The list is mainly traditional, but it also acknowledges multi-ethnic society by including the Empire Windrush, which brought nearly 500 immigrants from the Caribbean in 1948. Other items nominated by the public, but which failed to make the list, included apple crumble, brass bands, canals in Birmingham, the funeral of Diana, the garden shed, and Zippy from the children's television programme Rainbow. Mike Greenwood, who set up the project, defended the choices after some in the top dozen were criticised. He dismissed comments by the broadcaster David Starkey that the list was quaint and banal, and trying to carry out a reinvention of England, which to some may be reminiscent of New Labour's embrace of Cool Britannia in the late 1990s. Starkey is commenting as if it is a definitive list that is going to symbolise England. We are not looking for nationalistic symbols, but important things on our streets and in our galleries, Mr. Greenwood said. The omission of St. George, the patron saint of England, was also not an oversight, he said. This is a work in progress and not the definitive list. The icons are meant to show our roots in culture, and St. George was not a cultural artefact. Icons of foreign origin have not been excluded from the list. The cup of tea is a prime example because it highlights trading relations with India and China and was imported in ships such as the famous Cutty Sark. Fin du texte numéro 3.